glory, honor, and power. Praise his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Running for Christ Ministry Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Running for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Our scripture reading today is my favorite, Romans 12:1-13. That is Romans 12:1-13. It is titled, A Living Sacrifice to God. Here reads the word of God. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of this privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy out with much faith as God has given you, if your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his great and mighty word. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We just thank you for this day. We thank you for life, love, fellowship, and friendship. Lord, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Bless the sick, the shut in, and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, prayers, and preach word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings, Lord. We are so grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. That is the word. Amen. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Mm-hmm. need to glow. I want to glow. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your
glory. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Amen. Do you need it? Do you desire it? Do you long for it? Amen. We need his glory. You know, Jesus in John chapter 17, you know what he said? He said, Father, restore unto me the glory that I had with you. Watch this. Before the world was, he said, I brought you glory. And guess how he did it? By finishing the work that he gave Jesus to do. Amen. You know, Over there in John chapter 17, Jesus said, Father, I have protected them through the name that you gave me. And now I'm coming home to you. And I ask that you protect them from the evil one. Amen. You can almost, the evil one he was talking about was the devil, but there's some other evil things that we could be protected from. But let me tell you, in short, all you have to do is mention his name and watch demons start running.
See you. Together, we say Jesus. Go and invite
him.
Amen.
Jesus. Isn't it a wonderful thing you can call that name? Devil can beat you all the way down to your knees.
Sickness has to bow.
Dare you to call on that name.
Poverty is defeated.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Without the mention of his name.
It is done.
Demons tremble.
Hey, amen. You know, God has given us his word. And Jesus told his disciples, you're amazed by this tree I cursed yesterday. Now tomorrow morning you see it, it's all the way dead. If you say that's all God has given us is his word. Amen. God our Father is a spirit. They that worship him got to do it in spirit and in truth. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but we tear up arguments and crazy pretensions and tear down strongholds in people's minds, and where the demons have, amen, set up a stronghold over a city, a state, a nation. And we bust it up just like Daniel did. Amen. Look, brothers and sisters, yeah, we need a breakthrough. Yeah, we might even need a blessing. Amen. But what we really need in our world, not talking about the world, but my world, your world, our world, this life that we're living, you need to go ahead on and tell Jesus, hey, I don't know what the world needs, but my world needs you. Amen.
My world needs you.
Oh, if you never needed the Lord before, we sure need him right now. Our world needs you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for those blessings of songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns. There is power in prayer. Following this next selection, The next voice you will hear is our very own Associate Pastor Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I picked that song because it talks about what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to communicate with God. So as I'm praying out loud, take your needs to the Lord silently and pray with me silently and tell the Lord what you need and leave it with him, and he will answer when you pray. Our greatest God, our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to talk to you, Lord. What a privilege it is to be in communication with you. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides all of our needs. Father, as I always say, I don't know what your people are in need of, but I know you are a prayer-answering God. Father, there are some of your people that need physical healing, Father. I don't know what kind of physical healing they need, but you do. So we just wait on your answer. We just wait on your answer to our prayer. Father, you said in your word in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, you said, pray without ceasing, rejoice evermore. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. Father, we are thankful for you providing us with what you wanted us to have. And Father, we are always grateful for what you've given us to live with. Father, we pray for the Anderson family, Lord, as they go and lay to rest their loved one, Lord. Give them the strength they need. Because, Father, you said in your word in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And you said in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Father, give everyone that's dealing with grief that assurance. Father, we sing a song that says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Father, you tell us in your word to have joy while we're waiting on an answer to our prayer, Father. You tell us in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek the face of you tell us you will heal our land and forgive us of our sins. Father, we are sorry for not obeying your word when it comes to praying to you. We pray for so many material things that we overlook the spiritual blessings that you've already given to us, Father. Your word says that prayer is a two-way communication effort between you and us, Father. We are so grateful to be able to communicate with you as a collective body. Father, you said, Father, I don't know what kind of financial need the people need, but you do. Provide them with the need that they need met, as I know you will. Because your will says you will provide. Your will doesn't say you won't provide. If your people need physical healing, Father, you will give them the physical healing they need, Father, because your word says in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, it says that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, but by his stripes we are healed. Father, if your people need physical healing, remind them of your word. Remind them that your word says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, that I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Father, I'm not praying so much for physical needs today, but my prayer for you is that you fill us up with the spiritual wisdom that you want us to have. Because your word says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Father, we have so many people perishing because they have no knowledge of your word. Father, I ask that you give your people more knowledge of your word so that they can see how prayer works for themselves. Father, you told us in your word to give thanks in all things. Father, I don't know about anybody else, but I am so grateful for the opportunity that I get to talk to you every day. And I know so many people out. But so, Father, I just ask that you fill us up with the spiritual wisdom and the knowledge of your word that you want us to have so that we can go out and tell people about you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray right now, amen and amen.
Forever,
you brought me over.
Forever.
Amen. Amen. For every blessing. Every blessing, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise for every blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terrence Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. We really appreciate you. Thank you. Hey, I'm truly enjoying the service, and I hope you are too. And as we continue, I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to serve as your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this service, by this Saturday worship service experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. Okay, time for the preach word, a message from God, the best and blessed part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear after this selection is our beautiful, lovely, spirited sister, Janine Folks. Let's prepare to receive Minister Janine Folks coming her own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
The outpouring of your spirit, till I can't take no more. I need you, Lord, right now. Build me up again. I cannot move on without you. Do like you did way back when. I need you, Lord, right now.
I need you, Lord, right now.
to be everything that you want me to be. I'm here, pour out your love.
Good morning. Good morning. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Greetings, Pastor Overall, Lady Sheila. Thank you again for allowing me to come before this worldwide congregation, ministers, deacons, trustees, family, friends, visitors. I greet you in the name of Jesus. And it's an honor and a privilege, like I said, to come before you. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your positivity and your spirit, your pleasant spirit. Thank you. And I agree with you that in times like this, we do need the Lord. And Terrence, thank you for your prayers and reminding us of what a privilege it is to even pray and how important it is for us to gather spiritual wisdom and knowledge, because that's key. So thank you for that. And I do want to pray before we begin. I thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for waking us up and allowing us to gather together and assemble in this way. Although virtually, Lord, we are together in spirit. We thank you for this sacred time. And you would be here, be in our midst, asking that you would speak. Lord, asking that you would enlighten, that you would edify your people, oh God. Lord, lift them up, lift spirits, raise bowed heads. Lord, give us spirits of gratitude, peace, and joy. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I feel led to say that I know sometimes we find ourselves in a faith fight where some days, I don't want to say struggle, but struggle is a sign of growth. We find ourselves pressing in our faith, and then we also find ourselves joyful and grateful all at the same time. So you have all this stuff going on together. We have things that are still going on in the world and pressing us. COVID is still lurking, and numbers are up. People are still leaving. People are still sick. And even with all the progress that we've made in the past year, the battle continues to rage. And one of the most sobering facts about life is that the devil is relentless in his attacks against us. And he attacks us continuously, and that's his job. And our job, though, is to stay in the faith. And we find ourselves in, I don't know, sometimes I don't know if I want to call it a dichotomy or if I want to call it balance, where we have our gratitude versus our concerns and sorrow. But I just want to remind you that we do have a defense, and I'm going to talk about that today. And I just want you to be aware. We need to all be aware of things, but be aware of what is going on. And I'm reminded of the scripture in Luke 22, 31 through 33, and I'm going to share that quickly. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that by faith, that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, strengthen your brothers. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. So I am praying that your faith fail not. And I am praying that we, and maybe I'm even just speaking of myself, that we can spend more undistracted time with God. I think that we have been so programmed to be able to multitask and to be able to get many things done at once that we have this tendency to not be able to focus on one thing at a time. And sometimes there are things that require undivided attention. There are times when we shouldn't be distracted. We're doing so much virtually now that it's so easy to do other things like while we're watching service, we could be doing the dishes, cleaning up, or doing other things. And I'm not necessarily saying that's wrong, but sometimes we just need to stop and focus on the prayer. Listen to every word that is being said. Take it in fully. Give God that undistracted time so that we can hear him. And a lot of times that's why we can't hear, because we're doing too many other things all at once. And I want to just, I don't consider myself a Trekkie, but I watched an episode of Star Trek one time on the Deep Space Nine series, and there was a character, and her name was Seven of Nine. And I think a lot of us in this day and age remind me of Seven of Nine because we are hyper-connected to our devices. Now, Seven of Nine, she was a Borg drone, and there were nine voices programmed and merged together. So she was trying to deprogram herself and live independently of the other eight, and their voices were all interconnected. So sometimes she would struggle with the other voices in her head, and I think we're so interconnected with all these voices through social media, through our phones and computers, that we're always hearing these other voices too. Sometimes we don't even know our own voice or the voice of God. And it is just my prayer that we would learn to separate ourselves so we can know who we are, know our voice, and know God's voice. And it's okay to be aware of other voices, because that keeps us informed when we hear the other voices, but we shouldn't be ruled by them. They should not be what's controlling our actions and our thoughts and our attitudes, but the voice of God, the word of God, and our spirit should be joined together, and that should impact our lives the greatest in our behavior and our decisions. So I just wanted to share that, and I pray that you will be the reason that somebody believes, that you will be the reason somebody smiles, that you will be the reason that somebody's hope is renewed because of your walk with Christ and your demonstration of faith. Now, my scriptures for today, I couldn't decide on which one, but I wanted to merge the two. So I am coming out of Exodus and Leviticus. So the first passage that I want to share is Leviticus chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, if you want to write that down, and I'll read it. And the other one will be Exodus 13. So Leviticus 17, 10 and 11, Exodus 12 and 13. In Leviticus 17, 10 and 11, And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that he eat any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eats blood, and I will cut him off from among his people. Verse 11, which is my focus, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now the other scripture, Exodus 12:13, says, And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. I want to read that in context, so I'm going to include verses 12 through 14. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. And I said all that to say, what I want to talk about today is life and power is in the blood. Life and power is in the blood. And there are some things that only the blood can do. So even though I prefaced the message by talking about, you know, the struggles and how we need the Lord and some of the challenges that we face, God has not left us without defense. And there is defense in the blood. Now, today is Passover. And I think that's why blood was on my mind, because it is Passover. And after reading and studying about blood some years ago, I found myself extremely fascinated by the chemistry of the blood. What comes to your mind when you think of blood with regard to blood? And the thought or sight of blood for some people makes them queasy. And then there are others who are gifted with the ability to not be bothered by it, like surgeons or paramedics who see blood all the time and they come to our rescue. We can think of blood as the largest and only fluid organ. We can also see it as currency for atonement, a life source, protection. Many thoughts come to mind. And it seems to be a multi-purpose substance. There's so much to talk about with regard to blood that it's amazing that this substance that causes stains is also a substance that can wash something as filthy as sin, and that would be the blood of Jesus, which covers and cleanses us. And some even describe it as white as snow. And there's an old hymn that says, "Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they as white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" And that's something for us to think about. And sometimes words come in my head. And today, as I was preparing, the word that came to my mind today was the word encapsulate. Synonyms for encapsulate: you surround, to enclose, to cover or wrap up. When you're encapsulated or surrounded by something, that's protection. And we need our protection. So I want to just show you how the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, can surround us and protect us. We hear about blood a lot, the wonder-working power of the blood. And as Christians, we often find ourselves pleading the blood of Jesus over situations when we need help and when we need deliverance. Blood is essential. Blood is divine. Now, I think about last year around this time, and most of us were really entering survival mode as our reality. The seriousness, the longevity, and the uncertainty of this COVID-19 pandemic was beginning to set in. And I think the reality was setting in that this thing is here, it's dangerous, there's so many unknowns, so many unanswered questions, and there's still so many unanswered questions as this COVID-19 continues yet to evolve and how it starts to affect different segments of the population. And even people who have recovered from having COVID and how they still have new things coming up, new symptoms that are delayed in showing up. So there's so many things that are unknown. And about a year ago today, things were beginning to shut down. People were falling ill. People were dying. It was and it still is a terrifying time because there's still so many unknowns. And I don't know about you, but this is the time a year ago is when I started pleading the blood over my home, praying for protection and symbolically applying blood to the doorpost so that COVID would pass over my house. And it's so ironic to me that this turn of events began to occur around Passover season. We were in need of protection. we're always in need of protection. And just like in the time of Moses, the blood still works. And just like when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, the blood still works. Now, do you ever stop and think about the sacredness of blood? Now, one thing about me is I'm kind of a science buff. I'm not smart enough to be a rocket scientist, but I've always been fascinated by science. And I find it funny that there was a journalist by the name of Lee Strobel who, in his efforts to prove that Christianity was false, he did investigations. He was going to prove that there's no God, there's no Jesus, and he ended up becoming a Christian because all he proved to himself was that, oh my God, God is real, Jesus is real. And he wrote a book called The Case for Christ, and it's his journalistic personal investigation. And so he ended up proving that there is God. And that brings me to the science of the blood, chemistry of the blood, the physiology of the blood. Now, the human body contains many different kinds of tissues. There's muscles, fat, bones, nerves, glands, connective tissues, and other organs. Now, these tissues are fixed in the body, meaning that they don't normally move around. They remain in a designated place. Now, blood, which is it's like liquid, but it's considered a tissue. Blood is fluid and mobile, unlike all the other organs or tissues. It's free to move throughout your body, and it delivers nutrients and removes waste. And this process is called metabolism. The average human body has 5 quarts of blood, circulates through the system about every 23 seconds, so that every cell is constantly supplied and cleansed. Blood is the most mysterious of the tissues in the body. It is a supernatural substance. As the chemical components or elements cannot be duplicated, they can't even be determined, which is why scientists have not discovered a replacement and why in order to get blood quickly, you have to get a transfusion. So they cannot create blood. They have not figured out a way to do it. It's not possible because blood is a supernatural substance. Now, I don't know if you're familiar. You took a chemistry class in high school. You should be familiar with the periodic table where it has, you know, elements like, you know, iron, magnesium, all the elements. But the elements of blood cannot be determined or found, and that's why it cannot be recreated. So that's what makes it miraculous, and life is in the blood. We cannot create life. I don't care how advanced technology or science gets, and they do try to make those clones or whatever, those people they try to make, artificial intelligence and things like that, but nothing replaces life. Nothing replaces blood. And that's why people donate blood, because it's a substance that cannot be created. And even organs in your body. If they could make new heart, you wouldn't have people on transplant lists or new kidneys or new liver, things like that. Those are things that only God can make. And that in itself is amazing to me, that what God makes, I mean, we could try to duplicate it, but God is our creator. And if he does not enable you to create something, it will not be created. He is the one, the creator. He is God, God alone, only him. And we cannot play God. And you're playing with fire if you ever try to play God or think that you can match what he is able to do. And it is amazing that preserved blood still contains, you know, the miraculous components that give blood life. Now, we as humans, or in the body of Christ, we're related by the blood of Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ is called his body, and we are members of his body and members of one another, just like organs in the body. We are related by the blood of Christ, like when we're born again, we become new creatures. And when we're born again, we were washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and there is unifying and purifying power of the blood, making us all one with him. We're related by the blood of Adam also. Now, the blood of Adam is sinful and polluted blood. That blood causes us to be dead in trespasses and sin, and that's why they say we're born in sin, because of the sin of Adam. The scripture teaches us that God has made one blood of all nations for me to dwell on the face of the earth. That's Acts 17:26. Now, we have a common origin in Adam, and that's why we're born sinners. But the blood of Jesus cleanses us when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Adam's blood carries the death sentence because of his sin. This is why Jesus had to be born of a virgin, as to not be contaminated by Adam's blood. Now, just for a moment, I want to talk about the virgin birth. Jesus had to be perfect. He was born of a woman. He could not have sinful blood of Adam running through his veins. That's why there is the Immaculate Conception. It is known that blood which flows in an unborn babe's arteries and veins is not derived from the mother, but is produced within the body of the fetus. It's only after the father makes his contribution that fetus begins to receive blood. And this is why the virgin birth was key. Otherwise, Jesus would be like us, and that cannot be, because Jesus is sinless. He had to have divine blood, innocent blood, incorruptible blood, and that blood came from God through Immaculate Conception. Now, speaking of blood is mentioned throughout the Bible. They call it the scarlet thread, where you see the importance of the blood from Genesis to Revelation. It is there we see the blood of Christ, the blood sacrifice. Now, in us, as humans, blood can be serious injury, and blood is usually, when you see blood, it's usually an indication of something possibly being wrong. Now, our blood is not like Jesus' blood. With our blood, we have to be wary of blood-borne pathogens, and getting our blood on each other can be harmful, as our blood carries, it can carry sickness or disease. Our blood does not heal. I cannot put blood on you and heal you. Even when you're a wounded healer, you must bandage yourself up before you go out trying to heal others, because we're all wounded. But if we're going to help people, we can't bleed on them. So we have to take care of ourselves, bind up our wounds before we go out and try to help somebody, because we don't want to mess them up. We definitely don't want to bleed on people. Now, speaking of blood, you know, there are many issues of blood. There are people who have blood that is too thin or too thick. I remember when I worked at Children's Hospital, we had, you know, patients. I think in hematology is where they study the blood. There was a child with thin blood, so if he got injured or even the slightest scrape or cut could be detrimental to him. And then you have people whose blood is too thick and it tends to clot, and then they have to take blood thinners. So we do need, like, the right balance or the right consistency of blood. And even blood pressure regulation is key. It can be detrimental if our blood pressure is not managed properly, and it's affected by our diet. It can be affected by genetics or even stress. Now, I'm thinking about the woman who was sick for 12 years and had her quality of life compromised. She had a blood issue. Now, I don't know what her blood issue was exactly. It's been speculated that it was slow, like that she had a cycle for 12 years. I don't know. It could have been a disease. She could have had, I don't know, but she had whatever the issue was, it was in her blood that was causing her to be sick. And one thing, even though I'm not sure exactly what her issue of blood was, but what we do know is that when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, whatever that blood ailment was, Jesus healed it. And we know that she spent a lot of money trying to get well, but the only thing that worked for her was Jesus' healing. And that is my prayer today. Whatever is going on in your body, whatever you need to be healed of, it's in the blood. And I plead the blood of Jesus over you, that his blood would heal you. And blood is the only thing, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, not human blood, but the blood of Jesus is the only thing that provides the remission of sin. Now, back to pleading the blood. When we plead the blood, I know I used to wonder, how do you plead the blood? What does that mean? And what it means is, since we don't have to kill an animal or actually go get blood, our way of applying the blood of Jesus to a situation is how we ask Jesus to fix it. It is how we ask him to help us and protect us. And it is a wonder working power in that blood. And we need that over situations, because there are some things that only the blood can fix. And my aunt told me once that nothing comes past the blood. And I believe her to this day. And what it reminds me of, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and video games had just started to come out in the 80s, at least that I know of. And there was a game called Asteroids. It was made by Atari. And if you're a little older, like me, you might remember playing Asteroids by Atari. But with that game, Asteroids, you would be in the ship, and then there would be like missiles coming at you, rocks or asteroids coming to destroy your ship. And one of the defense mechanisms that the ship would have was a force field. The force field was like a circle, like an encapsulation, like the word I've been thinking of, where it completely surrounds you and protects you from any outside attacks. Any bullets, any missiles, lasers, asteroids, rocks could not touch you as long as that force field was up. Now, your force field could go down for different reasons. I look at the blood, like the blood of Jesus, as a force field. Now, the force field isn't necessarily automatic. In order to maintain that force field, we have to stay prayed up, and have the blood cleared over us to keep it up, because there are things that can happen where that hedge of protection isn't there. So we want to ensure that we are always covered by force field, by the blood of Jesus. And we continue to pray, stay connected to him, commune with him, talk to him, plead, ask for the blood to be applied over you, over your life, and every situation that is a threat to your well-being, to your spiritual well-being. Now, the Bible talks about blood being for atonement. And also another thing that comes to mind is Abel and Cain. Now, there are different opinions about this, and I'm not stating what's right or wrong, but remember the sacrifices Abel and Cain made. Now, Cain sacrificed, I believe, with some plants, and Abel made a blood sacrifice. I know it is believed that Cain, the reason God didn't accept his sacrifice is because of his attitude. But there are some that believe it wasn't accepted because it wasn't a blood sacrifice. I'm not sure. But the way about his atoning, it wouldn't surprise me. And Abel's blood, when Cain killed Abel, his blood literally cried out. The innocent blood cries. And there's a thing when you have blood on your hands, and that's something that you don't want, because we are accountable to God for what we do or who we cause to bleed, who we harm. So we just have to be careful and just ask God to show us the way, ask us him to purify us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, which I'll talk about too from 1 John 1 and 9. Now, blood is sacred. The body comes from the earth. We know we're made from dust. That's what our physical body is, just dust. But the blood comes from God. When God breathed life, he breathed the blood in our bodies, and blood is what carries the oxygen or the air or the breath of God through our bodies. Jesus, in his human experience, he had a human body, which was from dust, but his blood was pure. His blood came directly from God. Now, why is blood sacred? Blood is sacred for many of the reasons that I just shared, and this is why God commands us not to eat blood. We are permitted to eat flesh, but we shouldn't have blood in it. And this is why you have halal products, kosher products, because they are acknowledging the blood and the way an animal died. And unfortunately, Jehovah's Witnesses misinterpret and they forbid blood transfusions over this passage because they, I don't know how they think of it as ingesting or eating blood, but that's not the same thing. Blood transfusions are a life-saving measure. It's not eating it. It's just transferring to save a life. Now, as far as the meat, that's why I eat my meat well done, because I don't want to eat the blood. And I don't know how God, you know, God says it in the Bible, but I'm not saying don't eat rare meat, but that's just not my preference. And the Bible also says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There are some things, again, that only the blood can overcome. Keep yourself covered. And God said in that scripture, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. He did not say, when I see your goodness, when I see your morality, when I see your works, when I see your fervent religious worship, when I see your earnestness trying to keep the Ten Commandments, or when I see you observe the golden rule, I will pass over you. No, that's not what he said. He simply said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Now, I've talked quite a bit about the blood, and I think that the blood must be pretty important. The blood of Jesus, that's the power. And without the blood, there's nothing. There's no life, and there's no power. Blood is mentioned over 700 times. From Genesis to Revelation. Now there's scripture, Revelation 1:5, and it says, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The blood is sacred. And another thing, again, that I want to say about blood, now follow closely the biblical argument. And I'm taking this quote by Dr. D. Hahn. Since life is in the blood, all flesh is lifeless without blood. Here was Adam, formed from the dust, a lump of matter without life, and God breathed into his nostrils, and lo, he became alive. Since life is in the blood, it was the blood which God added that to the body, and when he breathed in him, he breathed life. Adam's body was of the earth, but the blood was from God. God demands that we respect that fact, since it was God's own breath which filled all flesh with blood. Now, one of the sobering facts, again, about life, like I said earlier, is the devil's relentless attacks against us. But we have defense in the blood, the precious blood. The blood was God's only purchase price for redemption. When man sinned, something happened to his blood. And Adam's deathless blood became corrupt and subject to the death. But the only remedy for death is life. And that's why Jesus came and he shed his blood for us so that we might live. Because life is in the blood. And we had to have a sinless and incorruptible sacrifice. For inasmuch as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish or without a spot. And that's from 1 Peter 1. Only one can furnish this blood. That's the blood of Jesus. The blood is how we overcome. Again, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Hallelujah for the blood. Jesus' blood was not spilled because spilling is the result of an accident. The death of Christ was no accident. He laid down his life and voluntarily shed his precious blood that we might live. We don't have to be weighed down by our sin. Remember, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And that cleansing comes by the blood of Christ. And I pray that you would be encapsulated, covered by the blood of Jesus, that the blood will cover you and keep you, and that in your prayer you would apply the blood, plead the blood over yourself, over your family, over your home, so that when plagues come, that you will be passed over and that no harm will come to your home. And remember the scriptures, the Psalm 91, the Psalm 23, where God is with us as our shepherd, where he is covering us and keeping us in that goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our life. And we just thank God for the blood. And I'm going to pray as I close. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for the sacrifice, Lord. We thank you for the covering, that you would cover us and protect us and pass over so that no harm would come near us or our homes or our families. And Lord, we thank you for the life that's in the blood, for the blood that runs through our veins, in our bodies, Lord, that keeps us, Lord, that heals us, Lord. And I pray that our blood be a healing substance, that you would use our blood to heal us and teach us how to have the right habits and the right practices to help heal ourselves so that the cells in our blood will function the way you designed. And Lord, we just thank you for the salvation provided through your blood. And we thank you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
No, you did not go to the Borg. 7 of 9. Oh, Lord. I am a Trekkie, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, she didn't talk about 7 of 9. This, but Janine, amen. Running for Christ Ministries is called Teaching, Learning, and Doing. Lord have mercy. Did you teach and did we learn? And all we have to do is do. Plead that blood. Pray the blood. Amen. Sprinkle the blood. Throw the blood. Do whatever you got to do, but get the blood. Thank you, Janine. Hold on for a minute. That is some awesome stuff right here, y'all. The Lord Jesus said, when I heard her say 7 and 9, I'm like, what? That's Star Trek. Amen. And you had to meet the Borg. They were called the collective. Amen. Certain people would break away, though. Amen. I hope one of them people are you. But anyway, amen. After this song, we're going to come back and give you some more. That nothing but the blood, y'all. Nothing but.
I want to do just a little bit of a medley of blood songs. These songs are so precious to me because these are the songs that have brought me through over the years. So many times we have to remember it was the price that he paid for us on Calvary. And that same blood that he shed for us on Golgotha's hill will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Jesus paid it all. I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Jesus washed it white as snow. He paid the price for you and me. He paid it all. Oh, to him I owe. Your sins and mine had left a crimson stain. But one day Jesus washed it white as snow. You know, they pierced him in the side. They put nails in his hands and his feet. And he did it all because he was wounded for me. my Savior was wounded for me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me. Transgression, and now I am free. Oh, because Jesus was wounded for me. What can wash up weigh my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Is that blood that makes me this whole dirty world white as snow? No other crown I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. And no other found I know. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. It was nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood, God. You still got power, Lord. I thank you for the blood. Your soul-saving, cleansing blood. That healing blood, it washes white as snow. It makes us sensitive whole. Nothing but the blood. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your great name. Thank you for your blood. Oh, thank you for the blood you shed for me. When I was deep in my sin, you snatched me out of my miry clay. Placed me on a rock to say it was nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood.
Amen. I don't think we could have found a better song to put a cap on that word that came all the way from heaven to earth to teach us about human blood and how that works and how the human blood was tainted. Amen. And how dust, amen, and blood. Lord have mercy. If you didn't learn something today, amen. We're still going to be praying for you, though. But if you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you want to take that blood that is more powerful than any other substance on earth, the blood of Jesus I'm talking about, not our blood, but his blood. If you take his blood, guess what that blood is powerful enough to do? It is powerful enough to erase your sins, and to reconcile you to God, to bring you back. And then you can begin to walk into what we call a Zoe life. Amen. It's the life that God intended for us to live before we got that tainted blood in the garden. Everything was cool until sin hit the garden, and that blood wasn't no good no more. It couldn't keep you alive forever. But then Jesus, amen, came with a whole new kind of blood. Amen. A blood that don't exist nowhere else except in his body. Because everybody, you heard it, everybody born into this world was born and shaped in iniquity. Your blood tainted. It can't fix it. But just a drop of Jesus' blood. Amen. Amen. Lord have mercy. Y'all can tell I'm wound all the way up. But anyway, if you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, just pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I receive that cleansing power that comes from his blood. I receive the salvation that comes from his shed blood. In Jesus' name. Receive me, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, guess what? I ain't saying it. God said you've been born again. Why? Because you believed God's report concerning his only begotten son. His name is Jesus. God said he so loved you, me, us, the world, that he gave his only begotten son with good blood, blood that don't stain, but blood that saves. Lord have mercy. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. You want to know some more about this life and how to live it, go over to our church website, rfcm.org, and just click on Salvation Prayer. On that page, you'll find six Bible-based church characteristics. Read those, learn those, go search for a church that operates in those, and join it. Amen. And become all that you just became. By the blood. Now, this is your sister Crystal, okay? She probably going to be preaching. She probably running around her living room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sliding in her socks across the wax floor. Woo, sliding for Jesus. Sliding, Jesus. I'm sliding for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
A little bit of that was going on, but, you know, just a little bit.
Ooh, dear, I felt like I was back in science class. Only
oh,
I was
man.
Like
oh, man. Oh, okay, because I don't like, who really likes, you know, science. Now, let me tell you something. You know, Janine, oh, my God, she is we already know, those of us who follow her on Facebook, the knowledge that comes from her is absolutely amazing. And the word that she preached today, you know, to me, obviously, like, she's the first thing she said, you know, what do you think about blood? Some of us can't stand the sight of it. Others of us can see it and it not bother us, you know. And then when you talk about the cleansing power of something that is the complete opposite of what it's designed to do, like, you get your blood on something and you can get all the bleach and cleanser in the world, but if they put and paint over it or whatever, you put a blue light on it, it's going to still show up. You know, but blood doesn't cleanse. Only the blood of Jesus cleanses. And that's why I don't understand.
See, that's,
I will
that's
never
preaching.
Understand. Look, I don't understand why people cannot look past what you see. Oh, my God. Dr. Tony Evans, if all you see is what you see, then you do not see all that there is to be seen. That's why I do not understand why you can judge a person for what they look like on the outside, for something that was allotted to them by God before we were even thought of, before the creations and the formation of the world. God created us to be who we are today. And yet and still, the only color, not your black skin, not my white skin, not your purple, red, orange, green, yellow skin, the only color that matters is the color red, which is the blood of Jesus. That's it.
That's
all
it.
That matters. That's it. That's, like I said, if I walk up to you and cut you, you gonna bleed. If you walk up to me and cut me, I'm gonna bleed. The color is going to be red. There is no mistaking why blood is the color red. If we were all to have different blood, if we were to all be cut, our color of blood would be different. But that's the one commonality amongst all the differences that God has given us as individuals. The one common thing is that we all bleed red. So regardless of your skin color, you bleed red. And there's no mistaking that that red blood that we have in us is the same red blood of the blood of Jesus Christ. And at the end of the day, that red blood that was shed for us is all that matters, period. Amen. Pass on.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to just sit here. You better go ahead and do these announcements. You better hurry up. Wow. See, I'm just breaking out. It's coming. Get back down. Come on. Wait till tomorrow. Oh, let's go. See, you better move. Woo.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
So, yes, I was skipping and jumping around this house because, Lord have mercy.
Before I get off, I just thank God that I have, amen, that he has surrounded me with that kind of preach help. Amen. Amen. Could fire me up. Amen.
Yeah.
I love being preached to. I love being taught.
Yeah,
that's why I love listening to y'all on Monday, and I love to hear these preachers on Saturday and even on Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen. I need to hear the word, a real word.
Amen. A
so
real
I need to
word,
control
yes.
My
not just bring
it up
it.
A little bit.
Hello. Look,
it's Janine's fault. Though. I just go ahead and lay that blame on
her.
Amen. I plead the blood. It's Janine's fault, Jesus.
It's all her fault. It's all her fault.
Let me do an Adam and then I'm gone. I'm gonna do an Adam and then I'm gone. Lord Jesus, it's that woman you said to preach.
You're blaming on the woman. I knew it. Lord have mercy. We are not. You know, people think, people put pastors and preachers and teachers and, you know, we elevate people. But at the end of the day, like you say, you're a pastor, but you also need to be preached to. And, it's not just about you bringing the word, but you need the word to get into your spirit as well. So that's what happens here on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody gets a fair share of the word of God. And however the Lord wants you to receive it is exactly how you receive it, and nobody is exempt from getting the word of God here on Blog Talk Radio. This is amazing. Janine, she about to be on the block list. You know what I'm saying? Every time she comes, she brings the fire. And we're so grateful. Anyway, let me do these announcements before I keep doing stuff. Good morning, y'all. Happy Saturday. Unbelievably, it is the last Saturday of the month of March in 2021. The time is just ticking on. But we are so grateful and we're Saturday morning worship service, here on Blog Talk Radio. We pray that everyone was blessed by the word that we heard today. We thank Minister Janine Folks for bringing it to us. And she's just so calm and peaceful. And you can hear the baby in the background. And it was all just kept on you bring a message like that and still it's just like she's having a normal conversation. Absolutely amazing. Beyond blessed by the word brought today. We thank you so much for your obedience and your faithfulness to not only let the Lord download that information to you, but for you to also be able to bring it back out. Absolutely amazing. Running for Christ Ministries, the physical, lonely, sad, empty structure of a building. It's still located at 27085 West Auto Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Sunday, tomorrow, March 28th, we will have our Palm Sunday services here on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. with Deaconess Dr. June Rogers teaching 2 Corinthians chapter 2, followed by our worship service at 10 a.m. with Pastor O bringing us the word for our Sunday service. Bible reading class is held here on Mondays at 6 p.m. with Deaconess Nicole Seabrook teaching 1 Kings chapters 12 through 17. Pastor has sent the email with the questions, and they're also available online for you to access at our church website. Just go to rfcm.org under Bible classes, and you'll find them there. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Minister Richard Overall, which we know is Pastor O's brother, is here on Blog Talk Radio teaching and preaching in his series Training Day. Set yourself a reminder to come on every week on Tuesday at 4 p.m., listen to his hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Your life will most definitely be blessed after listening to him, because when I tell you he is full, but he provides such awesome information. Definitely worth you listening to. Shout out every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, excuse me, our Bible class is held here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Listen up, y'all. Pastor O is teaching from the book Major Bible Themes and will be teaching the last chapter of the book, chapter 52, this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, speaking about the new heaven and the new earth. So this week is the last week for that class. Please read the chapter. Any scriptures contained within, make sure to answer the questions at the end of the chapter and be ready to participate and or listen to discussion. Now, listen to these new announcements. So we will be having our Good Friday service on this, well, no, not this, yeah, this Friday. This coming up Friday, April 2nd, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, our Good Friday service will be here on Blog Talk Radio on this upcoming Friday, April the 2nd, from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Definitely set yourself a reminder to tune in. We never have anything on Blog Talk on Fridays, so you're definitely going to need to set yourself a reminder, sticky note something, to tune in this Friday. Good service. Good Friday service on Friday, April 2nd, from 1 to 3 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, all right? So this Wednesday night, the Bible reading class, this Wednesday night, Bible class ends on Wednesday, March 31st. Well, y'all, these are my announcements, and I'm struggling. The Wednesday night Bible reading class will end this Wednesday, March 31st. As I said, it is the end of the book, chapter 52, and the Bible class will resume in September with Christian history. Beginning April the 7th, our Bible reading class, which we normally have on Mondays, will be switching to Wednesdays at 6 p.m. All right, so after this Wednesday, there's no more Bible class until September, and which we'll pick up with Christian history, but our Monday night Bible reading class will switch to Wednesdays effective April 7th, all right? At 6 o'clock, don't worry, I'll keep announcing it, and yeah, because it's going to be a transition for us. Amen. A couple other announcements. Pastor O's book, Jesus Christ from His Birth to His Ascension, is $5 off from now until April the 30th. The discount is because of the Easter season, which will be celebrated within the next week or so. So take advantage of the discount. You know, buy the books for your children, family members who may not know the Lord, friends, people in your community, just whoever the Lord leads you to. Share this book with them and bless their lives. Amen? Amen. So on the fourth Wednesday of every month, from March to November, First Fruit Living Ministries and Pastor O, as well as anyone else who wants to join in, whether you're from Running for Christ, whether you are just a Blog Talk listener, we'll be out in front of Running for Christ Ministries praying with people, rededicating and restoring people back to and back in Christ, giving out Bibles and lunches. I believe there's a bus stop that's right in front, excuse me, of the church building, and so you get people coming on and off. It's an excellent place. So make sure, you know, if you're able to, every fourth Wednesday. I believe Pastor said it's at 11:30 or 11 to 1 or 11:30 to 1:30. I know he was saying they're very timely, so just Pastor O is going to validate that time for me. But just make sure if you're able to attend, please do. Amen. Amen. So Sunday, April the 4th, which is Resurrection Day / Easter Sunday, Run for Christ Ministries will be celebrating, get this, y'all, our 18, a whole grown church. We will be celebrating our 18th church anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, we know how we do when we in person, but unfortunately, we will not be celebrating in person physically, but together we can and we will celebrate spiritually. So tune in and make sure to share, of course, this service as well as all of our other classes and services. Share those. Like Pastor say, it's only fair to share. Share those. If you heard a Bible class or a teaching or a service that you were really touched and really, you know, blessed by it, trust and believe, if you got that feeling from it, there are so many other people who will get that same feeling. So like Pastor O says, share. It's only fair to share. Amen? Amen. And just as a reminder, all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. So just visit our church website, again, rcm.org. Click on Blog Talk Radio tab. You'll have access to all of our classes, excuse me, and services from the beginning, again, all for free. Amen? Amen. If you would like to bless us at Run for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, or if you are a member, you want to pay your tithes or give any offerings, again, go to the church website. You'll be able to do that. Multiple ways that you can give. There's a mailing address. There's PayPal. You can set up recurring. Whatever you need to do, again, rfcm.org is the place for you to do that. Amen? We would like to thank everyone that faithfully gives to Run for Christ Ministries, even though we're not physically present in the building. And because of your continuous support, we have been able to make our first installment towards Forgotten Harvest, Salvation Army, Mission, Covenant House, Bondage Breaker Ministries, Gleaners, and First Fruit Living Ministries. Amen. Praise God. We know that these ministries help lots of hurting and struggling people all year long, so we praise God for you. God bless you, and thank you. And for more info on our outreach, please go to our church website, rfcm.org. In addition to this, if you would like to give a love offering for the preacher who brought us the word today, which was Minister Janine, folks, go to the church website, click on offerings. You can give right there. Just make sure you notate who the offering is for, and it will be passed on to her accordingly. Amen? Amen. So, excuse me, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we will choose today to be obedient and continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Pray for those who are sick, shut in, as well as one another. Of course, do not forget to pray for yourself. Please continue to pray for all of our mothers that run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Pray that the will of God be done on earth as it is in heaven. Align your plans that you have for your life with the plans that God has for your life, because we know that only his plans and his purpose for your life will prosper. When you don't align your stuff with God's stuff, it's an uphill battle. Like, you're just digging and digging and digging. Like, it's not even worth it. Just put your stuff in God's hands. He knows the desires of your heart, and he also knows why he created you. So when those two things come together, you got nothing but power. Amen? Amen. So special prayers go out to Mother Marilyn Overall, Mother Irma Miller, Minister John McFall, Tyrone Hamilton, of course, all of our children, teachers, parents, our world, nation, all of our leaders on every level, all doctors, nurses, medical field, essential workers, grocery store workers, fast food workers, Uber drivers, Uber Eats, food deliveries, the Domino's guy, anybody and everybody who has kept this world going outside of the power of the Lord during this whole pandemic in this situation, people who have not even had the opportunity to stay home and stay safe. Keep them lifted in prayer. Amen. Of course, all of the many missing and exploited children, those who are being trafficked and abused, and, of course, all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world who are persecuted for their belief and their praise and their service to the Lord. Pray for all, of course, who are spiritually lost and confused. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, which is your household today, Judea, which is your community today, Samaria, which is outside of your comfort zone, to places where you wouldn't normally go in today's time, and to the ends of the earth, places where you thought you never, ever go." They need the word of God as well. And it's our job to spread the good gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. So plant that seed if that's what God said. Water that seed if that's what he told you to do, and let him do the rest. Amen. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. All right? Words have power, but our prayers have even more power, and we need to pray now more than ever. Mark 3:25 tells us that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. Excuse me. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do no thing, not one thing." Amen. We have been commanded to seek God's help and God's hand in all that we do. And he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it is our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." Matthew 5, verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn," and says, "But let us not mourn as those who have no hope." Psalm 30, verse 5 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and prayers. And we pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you at all times. Continue reaching out to others to see if all is well. Pray for them. Pray with them. Whatever it is that you need to do, we know that we're all part of the body of Christ and we need each other. So be the ones to spread positivity and brighten someone's day. Blessings don't have to be in the form of money or things, even though all that's great. The gift of love is free. So take time out to be a ray of light to someone today, because as Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen? Amen. So, since this is our last Saturday service, happy birthday to all of the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating today. We always send special love and birthday wishes to our Run for Christ Ministries family. So happy birthday to Jonathan, Alana, Amir, Daylin, James McClendon, and our own Dr. Deaconess Drew Rogers, who all celebrated their birthdays in the month of March. Happy, happy birthday again. And lastly is your thoughts. If Jesus is our way, we will walk with him today and love our neighbors with an unconditional love. So now I just want to say that as we approach this Easter season, I ask that you take some time to clear your mind and really meditate on how important this season is, not only for us as Christians, but for the world, and not just in the death and burial of Jesus Christ, but in his resurrection. Because if he would have just came, died and was buried, he wouldn't be our Savior, but that power is in the resurrection. Amen? Amen. So I have a devotional for you. It says, God's love changes everything. And this is by Pastor Rick Warren, dated around March 18th and 19th, 2021. So it says, I love you with an everlasting love. That's Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Nothing you've ever done or will ever do can stop God from loving you. God said in Jeremiah 31, 3, I love you with an everlasting love. Do you know how long everlasting is? It's forever. You can't make God stop loving you. He will love you forever. His love isn't based on what you do. It's based on who he is. The only reason you're alive is because God made you to love you. That's why God sent his son. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And we know that's John 3:16. God wants you to know his love. Even more, he wants you to feel his love. God's love will transform you when you feel it. It turns somebody who is hateful, bigoted, or racist into a kind, gentle, and loving person. When God's love hits your heart, it changes you. If your life hasn't changed, then you don't know God. You can't have somebody as big as God come into your life and not be changed by it. When God's love comes into your life, it changes how you react to everyone else. When you truly understand and experience the love of God, you can't help but to pass it on to others. In fact, Jesus described it like this. I give you a new command, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you must also love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And that's John 13, 34 and 35. But it starts with God's love for us. The most amazing conversion, in the Bible is of a guy named Saul who was a religious extremist that killed Christians. One day, on his way to Damascus, he encountered the resurrected Jesus. Jesus said to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." The man who had once been a religious extremist became the apostle of love. Saul, now known as Paul, wrote most of the New Testament, including some of the most beautiful words on love ever written in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That everlasting, completely free love of God will do that. It changes lives. Has it changed yours? That's a question that only you can answer. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. Thank you, Crystal. Let me turn that
thing off.
I guess she's like, wow, he do that every week. But anyway.
That's all right.
I don't know if y'all can hear that monitor, but boy, I'm telling you, it's loud.
That's all right.
But anyway.
That's all right.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Appreciate all
You're
those
welcome.
Announcements. And I'm trying to stay calm.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to speak on a low
yes,
level.
Please.
Amen. Janine, sister,
yeah.
come on in and give us some last words, and we can praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
boss. Amen. Crystal, thank you. Love you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Love you, too. No problem. Hey, Janine.
Hey. Thank you. Y'all need just a talk show. I love to hear y'all talk. I love it. Crystal, thank you for everything you do. And thank you for your insight and your wisdom and the way you present things. And my granddaughter, she wants to help us pray today.
She's saying hallelujah.
Right? Yep. Yeah, she got
Ooh, you
the
see, she got running in her feet, see?
Yeah. Yep. Well, let us pray. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this beautiful service that you've allowed us to partake in. I thank you for every beautiful word that was shared, all the prayers, the wisdom, the knowledge, the information. And just asking that you would carry us through another week, Lord, that you would cover us with your precious blood, that you would continue to give us life abundantly as you wish for us to have that abundant life from John 10:10. Lord, bless this week. Bless your people. Lord, let us be the reason that somebody wants to get saved. Show us and remind us, whisper in our ears that when we conduct ourselves, we should do it in such a way that we inspire somebody to believe again, to hope again, to love again, and to turn back to the Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. God bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. You did it again. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. That's why we have to live for him. Amen.
Yeah.
I love the post you put out there this morning, that kind people. I'm telling you, I do too. I hate running into that Josh, but anyway. God bless you, Janine, and thank you for sharing with us today.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah, that time on the First Fruit Living Ministries with Minister Shelley or Minister Lachelle Anderson, she's the one who runs that ministry, at 11 o'clock. She usually gets there at 10 to do the little setup, pack up the bag lunches, and, you know, so if you want to get there at 10 and help out, on this Wednesday coming up, on this Wednesday, amen, she'll be there at probably about 10 o'clock, and she is, amen, on time. Trust me, she is on time, amen, real serious about doing God's work, and it is an awesome experience. I hadn't experienced that since the Lord took me off Sally yet, but I loved leading people to Christ, and I loved finding folks who belong to Christ simply need to rededicate their lives, and then folks getting off the bus. The bus driver will stop and let the people off. They'll get a lunch or a Bible or prayer, okay? And they want the prayer and the rededication more than anything else. So if you want to experience leading somebody to Christ in real time, live, amen, if you want to experience helping somebody rededicate, or just giving somebody a Bible, come out Wednesday. Amen. She'll appreciate it. I'll be there in April since I'm fully vaccinated now. Don't tell nobody. Amen. And by April 10th, I'll be good to go 14 days after the second. Then I'm Superman, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I'll be back out there on the fourth Sunday in April and the fourth Wednesday, and they do it every fourth Wednesday. Amen. So God bless. If you can make it, come out. Do something real. Okay, we have heard an awesome word of God, and the blood can take care of anything. All we have to do is remember to plead it. Don't forget to plead the blood. And the next time the devil tells you you can't, act like you Marvin Sapp and tell him, yes, I can.
Yes. They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yes. They thought that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I I know I will triumph.